Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of How I Feel. I am your host, Anita, and I am excited to be here today. Thank you so much for taking time out to listen to my voice and just to hear my inner thoughts. I appreciate you because you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you are here with me. Before I start today, I want to, first of all, definitely take time to give respect to any caregiver, any parent, any friend, anybody out there that is coping or dealing with a person that is suffering through depression. I also want to make sure that you know that you are appreciated and you are a part of a mass number of people. I definitely want to let you know that it's not easy. Each day is a new day and some days are better than others. But I definitely want to just give you positive vibes, positive energy to keep going and to make sure you take care of your own mental health when dealing with any person that's dealing with depression. It gets really dark at times, but through your care, your love and devotion, that speaks volumes to how much that can help them to come out of the depression. And even if they are not able to come out of it permanently, it will help them to be able to ride through the waves of it. So thank you so much for your help. And thank you for your time that you give to the person that you are taking care of. So today I want to talk to you about how I managed to live most of my life dealing with depression. I guess the main part of that is that I didn't know I was depressed. So I guess to give you a background of my story, a lot of times I remember when I was younger, you know, I would have these days where I would just be really sad and I didn't know why I was sad, but I would still, you know, put on my fake face, put on the fake smile, you know, laugh, try to have fun like I did every other day. But that was mainly when I was around people. Now when I was at home or when I was at a place when I was just by myself, I would understand that something felt different. So this went on probably, I mean, the earliest I remember was around maybe 10 or 11 years old. And you listen to my previous podcast, I mentioned to you, you know, that I had gone through molestation. You know, my biological father had molested me. So I know that had a lot to do with it. But the time that I know has been invested in, you know, trying to understand myself and trying to take away all the layers of the pain, the bitterness, the anger, the hurt, it's not easy. So, you know, growing up, I always had, you know, high moments, then I had low moments. Sometimes I would just not want to be around anybody. I wanted to be by myself. I wanted to be in a dark place. Didn't want the sun to shine in through the window. I just wanted to just lay there and not get up and eat, not get up and take a bath, not do anything that had to do with feeling good about myself or the situation. So I think the hardest part about understanding that I was depressed is that everyone around me was expecting me to be something. And what I mean by that is everybody was expecting me to make them laugh, was expecting me to have the funniest joke, or just expecting me to be the life of the party. And no one knew how sad I was inside. No one knew how much pain I was carrying every day. But I also didn't let anyone in. So it's almost like a, you know, double-edged sword, because I was faking so much to get by, but I wasn't being honest with anyone and opening up to tell anyone that I was hurting, that I was in pain, that I was sad, that I didn't know why I felt the way I did. Now, moving up to my adolescent years, you know, after I graduated from high school, went to college, I actually went through a breakdown where I just was trying to handle my emotions, handle my mental health as best as I knew how, but it caught up with me and I just lost it. And when I say I lost it, literally, I was crying hysterically. I honestly felt like everybody was against me. I felt like I was trying to be there for everybody else and nobody was there for me, and it was like heavy. So I ended up, you know, having to leave school because I needed to get help. I needed to get, I guess what you call therapeutic downtime, because I had just gone through my whole childhood into teenager time and adolescent time, not facing it. So I went through, you know, the whole week of therapy, the time to just relax and think to myself. And that's when I realized that a lot of times we don't take time to listen to our thoughts or listen to what's in our head. We just ignore it and we keep moving forward. You know, we go to school, we go to work, we take care of our children, we're wives, we're husbands. We do a lot of things that ignore the fact that we are not doing well. So during that week, I had a lot of friends that I made. I learned about myself and I realized that I can't allow myself to get to this point again, if that makes sense. I realized that no matter what I was going through, no matter what I was feeling, how bad it felt, I had to find a positive place, a happy space, and be able to reach for it and, you know, get there and stay there. As I kept, you know, getting older, you know, going into adulthood where now I'm working and just trying to figure life out. You know, I had ups and downs, I had good days, I had bad days, but throughout all of it, I still would get to this sad place and I just couldn't figure it out. So what I know to be true is that if you have any kind of guilt inside of you for anything in your life that has happened to you or you've done yourself, it will eat you alive if you don't take it apart and you don't dissect it and you don't give yourself space to forgive yourself. And that's something I dealt with, because a lot of times I made friends, I had good connections with people, but I was so bitter, so angry about what happened to me as a child that I could not keep friends. And I would push them away because I didn't want to let them in. I was so scared of them hurting me, or, you know, so scared of getting too close to them and something happening. So I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of people that were good people because of my own ignorance to the fact that I was suffering with depression. Depression is a heavy, heavy word, because depression is a mixture of a lot of things. It can be a mixture of emotions that you're having, it can be a mixture of instances, it can be a mixture of trauma. In so many different places you can deep dive with that. But for me, you know, I want to tell you that it gives you a lot of false hopes, because you're constantly beating yourself up, you're constantly feeling bad for yourself, and then you get into this, you know, circle, and what I like to call a spiral of going nowhere, because you don't reach for the good things. For me, I learned that when I smile, I feel better. I know it sounds really simple. It sounds like, what? Why do you just say all you have to do is smile and you'll be better? Believe it or not, I tried it and I still do it to this day. My husband actually helped me with this because he told me, just smile more. You know, he said, I love your smile. It's a beautiful smile and I want to see it more. And trust me, you will feel better. And I do. So when I get up in the morning, I make it my business to look in the mirror and smile. And even when I feel bad, or if something's wrong with my children, or if my children do something that upsets me, I just smile. Even when I want to be mad, I want to show a frown, I want to be angry, I just smile. And it does help tremendously, because then it makes me think happy thoughts. Even when I'm not in the best mood or I'm not feeling that good, it makes me think happy thoughts. And right now, I'm smiling. If you can feel the difference or hear the difference in my tone, I'm smiling because it just feels good. So another thing that helps me is I make sure to take myself to a happy place. And what I mean by that, it may not be physical, like actually going to a place, but in my mind, I go to a happy place. You know, for me, it's thinking about the times I used to spend outside with my grandmother, and you know, she would help me do things in the garden and show me how to pick plants and how to plant seeds and things like that. And that's happy for me because I remember being so young. I mean, I was really like, what, 5, 6 years old? But it was a happy place. So no matter what the happy place is, whether you were a child or, you know, you were a teenager or you were in college or, you know, you had a great place you traveled to, think of that, because that brings you joy and it changes the chemicals in your body to feel better. Now, it's not going to take away the pain or what you're going through or what has happened. It won't just magically take it away, but it will give you that space to just feel happy just for that time. And you just keep doing that every day and just keep reaching towards that, and it will make it better, because that's what I have been doing. I make myself go to a happy place, and I make myself believe that no matter what I'm going through, it will get better. You know, you have to give yourself that time to say affirmations. I will, I can, I know. Start your sentences with those key phrases, and you can make your situation much lighter than it is. Another thing that I wanted to say before I end it today is that I have a lot of, I guess, insecurities is the best way to say it, about myself and about just my capabilities as a woman. So I do my best to not be so hard on myself. I do my best to not give myself these high expectations that may not be reachable. Not saying that I don't want to strive to be the best me, I do, but I like to do short-term goals just so I can know, okay, I can complete this today, or I can complete that this week, you know, instead of trying to reach so far that I don't really get there because I'm not taking care of the small things, you know, daily. So whenever you feel overwhelmed, as I do a lot of times, whenever you feel like it's so much, you have a burden on your shoulders, or it's so much that you're carrying, just step back, breathe, meditate for a little while, and just say that I can do this, and give yourself short-term goals, because having short-term goals allow you to reach things that are obtainable. And I'm not taking away from you having long-term goals, because that's important as well, because you definitely want to have plans for yourself and for your family for 10 years, 20 years ahead. But also set short-term goals in between those, because it gives you that good positive energy, and it gives you that good positive outlook to know that these things are obtainable. And so it makes me happy. It makes me happy to be able to talk to you about this because I never talk about it. I just keep it to myself and just hope that it'll change and it gets better. But saying it out loud, verbally, getting it out, letting you know what's really going on in my mind, it makes me feel better about tomorrow. And I just hope that what I have said to you, what I have shared, will definitely give you a ray of hope, or just give you that inkling in your mind that, yeah, you know, I can get out of this, I can climb out of this, and I can, you know, make it better than it is. It's all about perspective. It's all about the way you look at it. Have the perspective that you will be better, that you can do whatever you set your mind to, and that you are the best you. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate each and every one of you. If you have not already joined my podcast, I definitely hope that you will hit that subscribe button so that you can be notified as soon as new episodes are uploaded. I do want to ask you to leave voice messages and rate the podcast and give positive feedback that you have about any of my episodes. And if you have any questions, definitely leave those as well. I love to be engaged with my family and with my audience, so be looking forward to that. And again, I appreciate everybody's ear. I appreciate you for just taking your time to hear me, because a lot of these things I talk about are not easy, but I just want you to know. So again, you have heard another great episode of How I Feel.